For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today in Hot Girl News.
Sexy.
That is sexy.
You like this Bruno Mars song?
I kind of do. I love Bruno Mars. It's one of my guilty pleasures. Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars.
You like Taylor Swift's music?
That's my threesome.
Would you really do a Bruno Taylor Swift threesome?
Yeah.
I would too.
Have you met Bruno Mars, Seth?
I have not, but he is a great guy. Nate, who has the heavenly heat, who has brain cancer, met Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars' mother passed away, and he canceled all of his meet and greets for his tour. And we heard about Nate. He decided to meet Nate and put on a private concert for his family before his show in Tampa.
He looks like a smaller guy. Like, I don't know.
Yes, he's a tiny guy.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's short.
I mean,
you could tell during the football, the Super Bowl halftime show he did.
Yeah.
He ran by a football and it was taller than him. So cute.
So, Gio, would you do a Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift threesome?
No.
I would be the girl in that, too.
Nah, Bruno Mars is a weird-looking dude to me. I know,
but Taylor Swift isn't a weird-looking dude.
Yeah, she's a weird-looking dude as well.
Oh, no.
She's like 3 feet taller than him. That'd be adorable.
I'm not attracted to Taylor Swift, man. I can't.
Turn his mic off.
I can't get into it.
This hurts.
What is going on?
She's a great person. She does a lot of great things. Just, you know.
This is how I'd want the threesome to take part. Like, I would want her to carry him into me. Like, I would want to, I'm laying on the bed eating chocolates, right? Wearing nothing but a smile and maybe you know, some boy shorts. And you know, letting everything else just flow. And maybe a nice heart-shaped bed. I'm in a nice hotel at a resort. And I'm sitting there eating some nice Swiss chocolates. And then a knock on the door, you know, and I go, who is it? Even though I know who it is because it's my fantasy, right? And then Taylor Swift, like, she pops her head and she's like, JB? And I'm like, what's up, Swift? Right? And then I go, you got the package? And she goes, of course I got the package. And then she comes in carrying Bruno Mars like a baby. Right? And then throws him on the bed at my feet.
He's all wrapped up in a little blanket.
Yes! Yes, like baby Bruno Jesus.
Yeah, she just presents him to you on the bed.
Of course. No, she throws him. Like,
oh, yeah.
Or drops him. Not throws him. That's rude. Just drops him at my feet.
Can I insert myself into your fantasy and catch Bruno Mars as she's dropping him and then present him to you?
Only if you catch him in a diving wide receiver football style, like Dwight Clark in The Catch. If you jump and catch him and you land on the bed softly at my feet, you are definitely in my fantasy.
Oh, I'll go full Mike Evans on Bruno Mars for you as long as I can insert myself into this fantasy because I love it so far.
You're making a one-handed grab of Bruno Mars.
You're damn right I am.
Taylor Swift drops back and throws him to Johnny B.
And then I'm kicking Johnny B and Bruno Mars out of the room.
I'm going to Odell Beckham Jr. Bruno Mars right in front of you.
Then Johnny B and Bruno Mars walk off into the other room and it's you and Taylor Swift left.
Yeah, because from what it sounds like with Johnny B's fantasy, he really wants more of Bruno Mars. So I'll warm up Taylor Swift while he's warming up Bruno.
I got to be honest with you. I'm already finished. It's so hot. Yeah. Did we do the news yet?
No, we haven't done anything.
Holy crap. I love you, Bruno Mars. All right, let's do it. Mariah Carey. Is this part of it?
Yes.
Yeah. She is replacing Kate Upton as the new public face of Game of War Fire Age. Is that true?
That's what it looks like. You've seen all those commercials on ESPN all the time with Kate Upton where she's just busting out of whatever armor she's wearing.
So that's the go-to look, though, I guess, for the nerd world that plays I guess it's not just nerds playing that game, though.
Probably not.
It's just addictive people.
Mariah Carey's like 50, though.
So?
Like the kids even know who Mariah Carey is at this point?
Her old ass can get it, dude.
The Game of War, whatever the hell it is?
Yeah, but she doesn't look 50, and I think as long as she's busting out of her armor, I think that's all they care about, right?
That's a good point.
All right, let's rewind. Knock on the door. I'm laying on the heart-shaped bed. There's chocolates. You're off to the side stretching because you have to do your big catch.
Okay.
Knock on the door. It's Mariah Carey.
Hello.
Yeah, she pops in. She hits a high note for me, does a little run. I'm excited, right, because I'm a fan of music. And she walks in carrying Taylor Swift on her back.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift is still carrying Bruno Mars.
Wow.
So Mariah Carey is holding the load of both of these people. The weight of them, I mean.
Very strong.
Yes. Of both of these people into my hotel room. And you're still ready to, we're poised to Mike Evans the whole situation.
Okay.
Okay, good. I'm better now. Round two. Here we go.
I can't wait for the next scenario you're going to throw my way.
Hold on. I'm getting myself worked up here.
I hope it involves Janet Jackson.
This is the second time I've been out of breath during the show. Okay, so it doesn't really matter who the face of that franchise is.
Of the Game of War?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It just, it's interesting that they're replacing Kate Upton with Mariah Carey.
As long as you got big hoots, you should be the face of the franchise.
So I have a shot. Yeah, call me Game of War. Can you see me wearing the same Kate Upton outfit?
I'd be into that.
I'm in. Janet Jackson is going to be playing Tampa at a concert in September. Are we excited?
Not really. I wasn't ever a big Janet Jackson fan.
Me neither.
I was only a fan of Janet Jackson hand bra album cover.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
The hand bra was good. I could pass.
I was okay with her. I liked a couple of her slow jams and stuff I thought were good back in the early 90s or the 80s or whenever she was, wasn't Michael Jackson's, because we all know it's the same person. I didn't like the whole Justin Timberlake exposing thing.
No. That destroyed everything.
it wasn't a good looking thing. She had like a star pasty on it, and it was like this weird attention grabbing thing that kind of took away from the Super Bowl.
Is there going to be a high demand to see Janet Jackson? I don't want to underestimate her, like I think we all did with Garth Brooks, where, you know, the guy could have played here for 3 weeks straight and would have sold out every concert. Is there a high demand to see Janet Jackson?
I think one night you'll get a lot of people there just to say, you know, I saw Janet Jackson before she died, you know, before she looked like Madea, you know, get in there while you can. I'm not going to go out of my way. If I got free tickets, I'll stumble in there, see if she still has control. Next, Taylor Swift. Speaking of my fantasies, apparently she crashed a wedding of two of her biggest fans.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, two of her fans had a wedding in the parking lot of one of her concerts.
What the hell does she do all the time? Every day she's crashing a wedding or saving a burning car on the side of the road. Or sending presents to people. Every single day, there's another story of Taylor Swift doing some amazing feat.
Yeah, she's the world's greatest woman.
Here's what you didn't know. She's actually part of the Avengers now.
I think so. Yeah. I believe it.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift's mom found out about the couple getting married, brought them backstage, and the lady got to meet Taylor Swift on her wedding day.
Aww.
Yeah.
How sweet.
I met Taylor's mom.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Meet her mom?
I met Taylor.
Oh,
When I was dabbling in the top 40 world. Don't make me tell the story again. Everybody's heard it too many times.
No, by all means.
You love it. You love to tell the story.
Okay, well, Taylor Swift told me that I look cool, and I told her that she smelled good, and then that was our encounter. She signed a picture of herself and told me that I look cool, and then she wrote me a note about a week later saying how great it was to meet me.
Really?
Yeah, and then her mom gave us a tour backstage.
Shut up!
That's how great she is.
You mean like backstage, or was that like a euphemism?
No, I mean it was like backstage, like, hey, here's Ed Sheeran. I said, who cares? Take me back to the dressing room.
You met Ed Sheeran?
No, I saw him getting ready to go on stage.
Did you guys see what Ed Sheeran did? How he surprised some girl on stage?
This is hot girl news. Get out of here,
sorry,
Kayla.
I love Ed Sheeran. I would do anything to get with
Ed
Sheeran.
Who the hell is Ed Sheeran?
He's just like, he looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid. He's just got like a red hair.
I know who this guy is?
Yes.
He sings one of the really, really songs that you wouldn't listen to, kind of song.
Your fantasy about Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars, that's my fantasy about Ed Sheeran and Tim Tebow.
No.
That is my fantasy. Tim Tebow is carrying Ed Sheeran in, and I'm just laying on the heart-shaped bed.
You're ruining hot girl news. This is not... No Tebow, no Sheeran. What the hell this guy's name is?
Sorry, Boner. I guess see you later. It was a good time for a while. Ed Sheeran's a ginger that people like, which is... weird.
He's really popular.
Yeah, mainly with girls.
He did an incredible thing, by the way. He surprised some girl and sang with her on stage because she was singing his song at some sort of talent show in a mall. I thought it was really sweet.
Maybe this will remind you who he is here, Gio.
I bet Gio has no. I bet whatever song you're about to play, Gio has never heard before.
You think?
Gio is not into the top 40 game at all.
No.
Why is
you
it
got
not
it?
Playing?
We've got Ed Sheeran over there.
It's
if
so
we
weird. I've got it potted up on this. Oh, here, because I'm out of program.
Oh, there you go.
Boom. Look at that. Okay, in program. There he is.
Baby, my heart could still fall out.
Yeah? Nothing, Gio?
No.
What?
No.
You don't want
to... I'm thinking about...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gross.
Oh, little Kayla Harmony.
Mysterious way.
That's right, Ed.
Maybe just a touch of a hand.
I've never heard the song in my life.
I did it.
Or be a fool and
thought with you every single day.
I don't like the homeless look, though, Kayla.
Oh, so sexy.
You like it?
I love beards and red hair. I'm a weirdo.
Honey, now.
Yeah, but his beard's like messed up, and his hair's messed up.
Take me into your loving arms.
Oh, jeez. So I need to look homeless? Is that the look? Like, I trimmed my beard up to be on the radio today.
I like the beard. Too. I love the beard. It's my favorite thing.
Wait, like, you like Johnny B's beard or Ed Sheeran?
Your beard is probably a little more impressive than his, so, but yours is like...
I cared for it a little bit.
Yeah.
Since we're doing Hot Girl News, Kayla, I think Johnny B wanted to know because he was listening to the show today because you named your top five hot guy list.
Yeah. Let's get back
to Hot Girl News.
Where does Johnny B fall on?
I was gonna tease that going into the break, actually, because I see it on the board here, and it did kind of...
Oh, God, I can't take it anymore. I got to... Shut the guy up.
Hold on. You're almost gay, Gio.
Oh, stop it.
5 more seconds and you're gay.
This guy's hot. What the hell?
Yeah, he looks homeless as hell, dude. Seriously.
Yeah,
if I saw him on the street, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I don't have any change in my car. But then I would give him some anyway because he's just so goddamn handsome. Look at him. Ed Sheeran.
Shh, don't tell anybody, but this is the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day. Suck it down. Taste it.
Wow, that's loud.
Check it out. Am I on yet? No?
Yeah.
That's fine.
We can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, it's a weird delay because you're in the studio.
Like, I can't hear me at all.
I see his lips move, and then
I can hear me. Hey, welcome back. It's Drew Garabo Live. I am Johnny B. I am filling in for Drew Garabo today. Very lucky to be doing so. I am on the Comrex wireless mic right now because, I don't know, I came up with this idea a few days ago, and I shot it by you today, Seth, and you seem to think it was a great idea.
I mean, I love this. It could be bad, but even if it's bad, it could turn out really well because it'll be awkward.
Absolutely. My brother texted me. He said it's going to be radio gold, and that guy's obviously smart and knows what he's talking about. We'll blame him if it sucks. All right, here's what we're going to do. We are going to walk down, and by we, I mean myself and Dennis from Promotions. We are going to, by the way, Dennis, the guy with the giant penis.
Yes.
We are going to walk down to the sales department, and I want to get an idea of who knows who the hell I am, since I am a night radio guy, but I've been here for... almost 2 years. So we'll see if they know who I am. They shouldn't know who I am, right?
I don't know. I still think it's going to be a high percentage of people who don't know who you are. And also, they'll be very afraid when you stick a microphone in their face. So try to coax them out of their shyness to come on the air with you.
Well, there you go.
Seth's been here for over a decade, and I bet there's people that don't know who Seth is.
That's fine. Okay. But I don't know who they are, it all evens out.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe after I get completely humiliated, we'll come back and grab you and drag you down there. And I'll go, hey, lady, you broke my heart. Who's that bearded bastard? And see what they say about you.
Well, let's not get too crazy with all this. Let's see how this one goes first.
No, I want everybody in this studio crying by 4 o'clock.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, we're going to walk down the hallway now. By the way, Kayla is beautiful today. God, she's so pretty. All right, here we go. I'm going to go this way. We're walking by the hot... studio. Should I pop in there and see?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hold on. Let me see here. Oh, hey, what's up, buddy? It's Chase. He knows who I am. I'm doing a tour. I'm filling in for Drew Garabo today. It's Chase from Hot 101.5. He's a good-looking guy. He's one of the judges that helped me get this gig. You want me to walk in? Okay, we're heading down to the sales department. I want to find out from sales who knows who I am. Chase, you know me very well.
I do. I do. Yeah, I do.
I mean, we're not like pals that we hang out on the weekends and pick up bitches together, but, I mean, you know who I am.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're a big fan of my work.
I am a huge fan. I think you're hilarious.
See? He even knows my catchphrase.
I'm not making this up. I love you.
I love you too, Chase. I respect everything you do. You're a good-looking man.
I'm hilarious!
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, I'm going to walk down and get disappointed. Thanks, Chase. All right, we're leaving hot. We're walking down. Oh, maybe somebody will be in the magic studio. Look, there are people in there. Let's see. Oh, dude, no way he knows who I am. He's probably busy. I'm not going to mess with him. He's in magic.
Come on, do it. Do it, Johnny.
You want me to?
Okay. Go for it.
All right, hold on. I'm going to bust in here. This is Magic 94.9. All right. Oh, hey, sorry. Are you busy right now? Hey, how are you? Hold on, let me just walk in. I'm filling in for Drew Garabo today.
You are?
Yeah, and I'm going through just to see. Exciting. I'm seeing who knows who I am. So, do you know who I am?
No, who are you?
See? It's so hurtful. All right, who do you think I am if I work for 102.5 The Bone?
You're not Phoebe.
Nope.
You're not Cowhead.
Nope.
You're not Spanish. You're Spanish.
I am Spanish. Oh, you want a hug?
I love you.
I'm hugging him right now. Oh, great. Yeah, I am. Sweet. All right. I'll be at Hush or Plush or something on Thursday night. Come see me. Love you. All right. I don't even know who that was. Who was that? Was that
Keith Connors.
Oh, Keith Connors. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you out of breath already, Johnny?
Dude, I'm fat.
You've walked four steps so far.
You're two doors down.
I walk so fast. Okay, I'm I'm nervous, man. I just met a guy that didn't know me. All right.
Do you often go to the sales side of the building?
No. I've been there a few times to try to, like, introduce myself, but it was always awkward then. So, I really didn't want to go back and go through that. Oh, hey, what's up? That was Rush. He just walked by. Good-looking dude. All right. We're walking faster, so if I start really panting...
So far, you're one for one. Chase knew who you were. Keith Connors, no.
Yeah, well, this guy knows who I am. All right. I'm stopping by in promotions, but they all know me, so why wouldn't they? Plenty of lightning flags, guys, if you want them. I just knocked something down. Did you hear that?
I think the best part of this is how out of breath Johnny B is already.
I just knocked down a cubicle. All
right. It's a large building. I mean, you know.
I just ran into it like a big mammoth. Okay. All right, here we go. We're just going to walk up and down the aisles here.
He's close to sales. I can feel it.
No, I'm in them.
Okay.
Is the sales room active this afternoon?
No, there's nobody in these cubicles. Oh, here's somebody. Of course, he knows who I am. Damn it. Oh, hey, what's up?
What's up, dude?
How are you? Can I put you on air?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just trying to see who knows who I am in sales.
Yeah.
And who am I?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
All right, thank you. Jerk. All right, I'll take that, really. He's a fat guy who does cartwheels.
He's also dead.
Is he really?
I think Bam Bam Bigelow's dead.
He is.
Damn it, he's Bam Bam Degelow. Walk off. All right, let's walk through here. Nobody.
Do you think you should just announce your arrival, Johnny B, to say, I am here, pop your heads out of the cubicle in case you can't see anybody?
He should have taken the megaphone.
There's nobody working today. This is crazy. Did everybody get... Is it a day off? Is it a holiday?
He's so out of breath.
All right, I see a girl.
It's the best part.
I'm out of breath when I'm sitting down. Hold on. I just ate half a slice of pizza without anything to drink. That's why I'm out of breath. Hello? Is anybody here? Oh, hey. Hey, are you on the phone? I'm sorry. Do you mind going online right now? Like, on air? Are you listening to us?
Yeah. I know you are.
Damn it. All right, so you know who I am. All right, who are you?
I'm Sean.
He's Sean, and he knows who I am because he's listening to us right now. I don't know who Sean is either. How long have you been here?
7 months.
And what do you do, Sean?
Sales.
And who do you do sales for mainly?
Once if I had the bone.
Oh, sweet. So
that's your guy.
By 5 o'clock, I'll have a gig, is what you're saying?
Who do you want?
Anything. He nodded his head yes. So obviously sales is his strong point, not radio. Thanks. I'll get back with you. Thank you, Sean. Sean, get me my first gig.
Johnny B, it seems like you're very well known so far, and you're disappointed by all that.
I know. This is sad. Hold on. Hi, how are you? I'm going through to see if people know who I am. Do you know who I am?
No.
Oh, geez.
No? Not even like a guess, like a stab in the dark, like an on-air talent? Are you looking through the list of talents right now? Am I on that list? Hold on.
Hopefully you're on the list.
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not on the list. As a matter of fact, there's a Bone Daily Rewind show, and there's a picture of Mo and Jared on there. Yeah. That's great. That's wonderful. If they heard me breathing right now on air, they'd be like, he's going to die soon. No need to put his picture up. All right, let's walk through here.
Are you sweating, Johnny B?
Am I sweating?
Yeah.
I guess certain areas.
Okay. Yeah,
probably.
I figured.
Not like on my face or anything.
All right, good.
Well, hey, how are you? You doing good? Do you mind if I talk to you on air? You don't have to. What? Am I with Drew? I'm filling in for Drew. I know. I'm trying to find out, Sherry. I didn't say your last name. If people know who I am. So, do you know who I am? Oh, you don't want to be on air. She just blocked the microphone like a kung fu guy.
But does she know who you are? Could she just
She doesn't know who I am. No. She looks like she kind of does, and she's trying to... She don't know I'm a cat named Mo.
If you guys are just tuning in right now, Johnny B, who is filling in for Drew today, has gone around to the sales department and is trying to find out if people actually know who he is. And the
also trying to catch my breath.
Yeah, which I don't think you'll be able to do until this segment's over. And it looks like there's a good percentage of people who do actually know who Johnny
Thank
B is
Sherry,
right now.
I'm a cat named Mo. A cat named Mo. I'll see you at Quaker Steak and Lube tomorrow night.
I'm a cat named Mo. Hey, everybody.
Do you think he should poke his head in some of the higher up offices, offices?
Oh yeah.
Do you think I would hop into Jenny's office? You think I would do that?
Yeah, Jenny's a nice lady.
She knows you.
She won't fire me, right?
No. She did the gelatin plunge with us on.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
She was in my dream last night.
Can I talk to you on air? Oh, she's so sweet. The pretty people are always the nicest. I'm going around to see if people know who I am. Do you know who I am?
Johnny B.
Oh, snap! Jenny knows who I am. In your face, Sherry! All right. let's go down and see if we can get another office here. There's not a lot of people working today. I picked a perfect
office. What is going on? It's a Wednesday. Where is everybody? Or Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
3 o'clock on a Tuesday. Everybody's gone for the afternoon.
Don't even know. How about traffic? Hey, how are you? I know. You already met me. Dang it. How about her? Does she know who I am? Over there, that girl. Hey, how are you? Do you know who I am? Oh, sweet. Do you mind if I talk to you on air? Okay, I won't say your name or anything. That would be rude. I'm going around to see if people know who I am. I've been on the radio for 2 years here, and it's not good so far. So if you had to guess, who do you think I am?
Well, I know you're somebody that works overnights, and you're filling in for Drew, but I don't know.
Overnights? That's kind of... I wouldn't say overnight. More like prime time, like 8 to 11. So that's like right before overnight. But
if she had to take a guess.
If it was a guess, though, like if you had to throw it out there, like if they were giving away prizes and you got the answer right and you had to take a stab, who do you think I am?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, that's not how you win. I'm a cat named Mo, all right? All right, sweet. I like that picture of you and your husband. You call me when you guys break up. I'm a cat named Mo. Sweet. All right. Nope. That office is empty. And hey, how are you?
How are you?
Great. Do you mind if I talk to you on air?
Not at all. Come on in.
Sweet. I'm trying to see who all knows who I am. Do you know who I am?
That's Kim.
Johnny B.
Oh, Kim knows who I am. Oh, I love you so much.
Thank you.
Do you think I'm doing an okay job?
Yeah, I was listening a little bit ago.
I love you so much. Where are you guys taking score in there? How many people know me and how many people don't?
I stopped keeping score a long time ago, but I've been keeping track of your breath just to make sure you don't pass out on the way back
to
the studio.
I breathe like this all the time when I'm walking upright.
I think Kayla's got the score, right?
We are all tied right now at 5-5.
Oh.
5-5, we're tied.
We should Johnny, get one more as the tiebreaker and then head back to the studio.
I'm going to chase this girl down right here. You think I'm breathing hard now? Watch this. Oh, hey, how are you? Ooh, here's a girl that actually lets people in the building. Hey, how are you? Do you mind if I talk to you on air? I'm following you. No, real quick. Do you know who I am?
JB.
That's close enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. 6-5. There you go. The other girl I was chasing ran away from me.
Good job, Johnny.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, Brittany Evans knows who I am, right? Hi, Brittany. How are you? Great. Do you mind if I talk to you on air? I'm filling in for Drew. Oh, my God. Right now, I'm up 6-5 for people that know me and people that don't know me. Do you know who I am? Oh, no.
I can't think of it right
now. Damn it!
What's her guess?
Okay, hold on. Let me go back in.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
she said, did you hear that?
Yeah, are you on the show with Mo?
You're on the Mo show, right?
I'm just going to go down in my car, guys. I'll see y'all later. This is so sad. No, Mo's on a show with me. Yeah, so... And what's Mo's guy? What do you think his name is? It's going to hurt so bad.
I can't remember.
Oh, no! She's a pretty one, too. It's not nice. All right, what is that? Is that 6-6? Is that where we're left off?
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back. I'm going to lay down and catch my breath.
All right, good job, Johnny B. Johnny B. just went around the whole building. He's filling in for Drew Garabo to see if people actually know who he was. And surprisingly, half the people you talk to know who you are, Johnny B. Do you feel better about yourself now?
I don't feel too bad. Dan Connolly knows who I am. Hi, Dan Connolly.
Hello.
Who am I?
Johnny B.
Yes! Yeah!
Tiebreaker.
Who wins?
Johnny B., very well known in the Cox Media Group building.
So excited.
Yeah,
I tried to open the door without buzzing myself in.
He's at the door.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm so excited. Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, we still got the pizza here for you, too, so.
I'm so hungry.
Grab a slice of pizza, catch your breath.
So fat. So hungry. I don't think after that jog, I should never eat again.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.